Good morning, everyone. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this moment. I submit my body to you as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you. I pray that speak through my mouth. Let your spirit take over this atmosphere now. And let me not speak any words of my own. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you all very much for this opportunity once again.
Keep going. We'll bring it closer to you this
one. Great. Thank you very much. I know we are all ready and willing to hear about looking forward. But before then, I want to quickly look back on the message that has come before. And we were fortunate to have Reverend Louise teach us about looking back about 4 weeks ago. And just last week, we had Chris talk to us about looking up. And I don't know if you still remember what we discussed. And most importantly, I wanted to also find out if we are praying on the prayer sticks that we took home. Are we all praying on it? Is anyone here still praying? Or we've all forgotten the sticks we took home? Who still prays? Let me see by hand.
There's one on the lectern there if you want to show and remind. You might leave your computer at the front. There's a stick there.
Just to remind people, because they do forget things. There you go.
He took these ones home. I wanted to find out if we are all actively using it. There's a scripture I want to read regarding that. The book of Revelation chapter 5 verse 8. It says, "And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp. They were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints." Amen. I want to remind you that the prayer you are praying is being held in record in heaven. And God would not ignore it. It may take time. The Bible says that though it may tarry, it may take some time, but in the end, it shall speak. Amen. Now, when I reflect on what Reverend Louise taught us, I remember he spoke to us about how that we should look back on what God has done and we could derive faith from it. We could remind ourselves of all that God had done. And then Chris also added to us that we should look back, but we should not remain in the past. We should look up to God and remember that we are not alone. And then we can go forward. Now, when I went looking into this whole series, I was intrigued by the kind of pattern that I saw in Scripture. It looked like it's not just Joshua, but before Joshua, Abraham also practiced the same thing. You see that Abraham at a point would look back. And then, at a point, he would look up and listen to God for the next move. And then he moved forward. So, at every point in time, you see that Abraham will build an altar. The Bible says that when he lighted at a certain place, he put an altar there. Why? He would remember his God. And then he would call unto his God there, which is looking up. And then he moved forward, and we all saw how God dealt with Abraham in the process. Now, we go to Moses as well. You see that when you look at how God spoke to Moses, you constantly see God saying, "I'm the God of your father Abraham, I'm the God of your father Isaac." Why? To remind Moses of that which he did with his fathers. And then Moses would look up to God at each point in time. For God, what do we do? When he confronted the sea, then God said, look, point your stick to the sea. And when he did just that, we saw the results that happened, and they were able to move forward. Now we go to David. David as well, when David confronted Goliath, he said that he remembered what God did with him, with the bear and with the lion. And he did not end there. He did not say, okay, because God defeated it with the defeated the lion with me, so he just went on. No, he still called on the name of God. He still looked up to God. And then who on earth would believe that just a sling, a stone from a sling, could bring down that giant? So it's all about how we look up to God at each point in time. So now, when I look at that pattern, I see another scripture which says that what has already been and what will be has been before, and God will call the past to account. Just let that scripture sink in a bit. What is has already been, and what will be has been before, and God will call the past to account. That is what the wise man who wrote Ecclesiastes says. I'm not very good with this particular scripture pronunciation. So now let's go fast forward to Joshua. And you realize that with Joshua and Moses, Joshua was one of the people who was always with Moses, even in the tent, where the Bible says that God came down and met face to face with Moses. It was only Joshua who was always there. If you look at Exodus chapter 33, verse 11, you see that Joshua was always lying there, observing all what was going on between God and Moses. However, it's very interesting when you look at Joshua's conduct. Now, when Joshua approached the Jordan, the river Jordan, this time, he did not go for the rod and point at the river Jordan, just as he had seen. So, let's look at how Joshua approached it. He looked at Moses, he observed Moses, because at each point in time, Moses would look up. Moses would look up and not just go and start doing it because he knows, okay, God did it this way, so I'm going to do the same thing. It's just like, I remember Marion saying that it's not a formula. You shouldn't say, okay, God did it that way and that way, so it's always going to be the same way. One thing I realize is that the end game might be the same, but the process, God would mostly vary it. There are times he may repeat the process, but it is just for us not to become of ourselves, to become self-reliant. It is for us to know that at any point in time, we need to look up to find out where God wants us to move and how he wants us to move. Then you get it spot on. So let's look at Joshua. Now Joshua, the Bible says that Joshua, this time, went to God. And God told them he should instruct them to follow those carrying the ark. But before then, if it were us today who were to cross a river, what would we have done? I'm sure Tim would have said, let's get the boat. And just make sure the steer is okay. So, let's get the boat. Or I'm sure Barry would say, okay, maybe Tim's boat is smaller, so let's get a bigger ship that could carry the entire congregation across. So we would plan. It's good to plan. It's very good to plan. But what is God saying? How did God say you should do it? So here, clearly, I brought this scripture because he said, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So we should always learn at any, don't be complacent. Don't think you know how to do it. Look up. So follow the ark. Now let's look at the process of following the ark. So I brought a replica of the ark. Those of you who have never seen the ark, I've brought you, but yeah, this is smaller because I can't carry the heavy one. So you can pass it around just to have a look at it. Just pass it around. Thank you. So he says, the instruction was that when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God and the priests, who are the Levites, carrying it, you are to move from your positions and follow it. Follow the Ark. So I will dwell a little bit on this scripture. Now let's look at the Ark. What was in the Ark? Or what was the Ark made of? Now when you look at the Ark carefully, there was the Ten Commandments, the tablets of the Ten Commandments in the ark. And these tablets represent the Word of God. And it also represents the old covenant that God had with Moses. The Old Testament that God had with Moses. And the next thing that you find in the ark is the bowl, the golden bowl of manna. And this golden bowl of manna represents God's divine providence. How God can miraculously provide what we need at the right time. And then the third thing you find in the ark was the rod of Aaron that budded. Miraculously, it speaks of the authority of God. And the miracles that God works. And the entire ark was the embodiment of the presence of God. So follow the ark. It's not just follow the box. But follow the word of God. Follow. Rely on the divine providences of God. Oh, we don't have enough money to get it done. Follow the ark. Just follow the ark. Where is it moving? Just go with after it. And the rod of authority. The rod of authority. And then, so the presence of God. The presence of God. How do we move forward? We need to rely on his word. What is he saying to us? And we should not expect it to be in the way that we know it as always. I was listening to some stories in this church. I was talking to Tim and I asked, how did Paul get here? And he narrated to me the circumstances under which he met Paul. He did not go out prepared to go and preach the gospel. He did not go out, oh, I'm going to win a soul to God. I'm going to bring Paul to church. No. He just bumped into him on the road. And he followed his heart. Now, let me go back a little bit more on the ark. Now, okay, how is it relevant? How is the ark relevant to us today? The Bible said that. God said, he said, I will write my words on their hearts, on the tablets of their hearts. He said, I'll be their God and they'll be my people. So this was a promise of the new covenant that will come. And in this new covenant, the Spirit of God, it is the one that wrote the word of God in our heart. So now we have the Holy Spirit in our hearts. And the Holy Spirit is the fullness of his presence. So we need to follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. Someone might say, okay, I did not hear a voice. I did not hear God's voice. So what do I do? You don't need to hear a loud voice. You need to follow. He said he will write his laws on your heart. So it's just going to be a movement in your heart. So once you have this, the movement, go, follow it. Just follow the ark. Sometimes we want to see the entire picture. We want to see dot to dot how everything is going to happen. Just follow the ark. Follow the ark. So you read the scripture, he says that in the day, now he said, for he is our God, and we are made the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts, as you did at Meribah, and as you did that day at Massa in the desert. When you read that scripture, it's just reminding us of what happened in the desert, how they hardened their hearts and they kept missing the mark and going, you know, that's what will happen. If you keep following your own ways, you go around. The promised land is just here, but you go around 40 years in circles and it will just be here. So don't harden your heart. This time around, don't harden your heart. Don't think, oh, you want to have it done in a particular way. Just like Tim said, he did not go to, I mean, Paul is here today, a strong believer, working for the Lord. How did he get here? I spoke to another man in this church called Lee. I mean, we would see him soon. So I was asking him, so yeah, it was Alasdair and I who had this conversation with him. I asked him, how did you start on this journey? He said, well, he had been thinking about it, but it was this day that he was just having a normal conversation with Barry. And interestingly, Barry did not go with an intent to preach to him. It was just a casual conversation. And he said, no, I want to. So imagine if Barry did not go and engage him at that moment. He would have missed it. So we just have to learn not to harden our hearts, but to follow. Now let's continue with how the cross. So now when the moment that they heard from God, now after hearing from God, what do you do? Faith. Faith. James says that faith without works is dead. Because when you heard, when you look back and saw what God had done, yes, you've seen it. Now you've looked up, you've heard God, you felt that, okay, God wants me to do it, go here. But you are stuck. God, I want to see some miracle. I want to see something, you know, wild. I want to see a vision before I step out. No, I want another angel to appear and confirm the word. No. They just said, keep walking into the middle of the river. And they walked. And the moment they stepped in, God did his part. So our part is faith. Believe and step out. So what is the Lord saying to the church today? I know very soon the church will be reviewing our vision. And I believe that is what God is speaking to us as a church to do. And if God is leading us in that way, what are we waiting for? Are we doubting God? Are we doubting that God can do what he's instructing us to do? We don't need to doubt. For the Bible says that if we doubt, we shouldn't expect to get any answer. So just believe. Whatever it is that will be given to us, will be presented to us as a church, as this is the vision, follow the Levites. Who are the Levites? Your leaders, your deacons. Just believe it, that this is what God wants us to do, and join the train. Let's go. Everybody involved. Nobody excluded. At what age was Abraham? He was in his 90s, so I don't think Yeah, we have Ruth is here. Ruth is in her 90s and maybe a few more. So, so everybody, so if Abraham at 99 was still carrying on, I believe Ruth will lead us. Bless you. So nobody's excluded. Follow the ark. It's just like myself. I just remember that when I come for the youth group, then I was telling Marion that the day I'll prepare and say, oh, I'll pray and fast. I want to come and talk to the kids. That day I'll come and the whole place will be very busy throughout. And there will be no chance to speak to the kids. But the day I would be very, oh, I'm tired. I don't even know what to do. Like, I just walk in. And that's the day the kids will approach me. Abraham, I want to ask you a question. That's the day it gets interesting. And you will see that the way the conversations will go, you realize, no, God is in this. So I'm just saying this to encourage us that don't, it's not about you. The only thing you need to do is just flow with the Spirit of God. Wherever He moves your heart, wherever He moves us as a church, just follow it and do your part. Just believe. That's all you need to do. Believe and step out. Don't always be skewed that you must go and knock door to door and preach, and that is the way you do it. No. Don't think, okay, we need to get people into the church, and that is where you can preach to them. No. No, it's not about that. It could be you were walking on the road, somebody's key dropped, the Holy Spirit touched you, oh, thank you. It started there. Follow the ark, the presence of God. Amen. I'll bring the message to an end. And he said, when we move, God moves. He will complete what He started. Let the Holy Spirit guide at every step forward. After crossing the river, God gave an instruction that they should keep remembering it. They should pick some stones. Pick stones and build memorials and keep telling the story and keep sharing the testimony. Because the same God who moved then is still moving now. He said, I am the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Let's not forget what God did for us in the past as a church. It's that same God. What He did for our fathers is that same God that we are with. And we should believe in the word. And we should hold on and keep moving. And He will move with us. And He will accomplish it, His words and His purpose. In Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your word. We thank You for Your presence. I thank You that You have spoken. Give us the heart to believe. Grant us the grace not to get weary. Refresh our hearts and our minds. Give us hope, just as we have seen. Let us never forget all that You have done. But let us continue to rely on You at every step of the way. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.